This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When it comes to music groups, it's rare for three artists to come together to make something special. Oliver Nelson, Rasmus Flicht, and Lucas Nord accomplished this by forming the group Moodshift. Joining me today is Lucas Nord, one of the members of Moodshift, to explain how these three DJs came together and to discuss their latest project. Thanks for joining me, Lucas.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you guys decide to come together as a group?
So we never really, decided to start a group. We're all, high school friends, and we've all had, our own separate solo careers. And we just decided to, start writing together, this winter. And then I think the second session we had, we wrote the track that just came out a couple weeks ago. And after we did that song, it all kind of, fell into place, and everything just felt very, natural. Even from, the first session we had, we just kind of clicked. So, and when we did this song, it was just, it kind of just sparked an idea to, start something. And it wasn't really anything we ever planned. It was just something that happened.
Oh, that is so cool. I mean, you guys knew each other since you guys were kids. So, do you guys have a similar style in how you DJ?
I've been doing a lot more a bit more UK style, the soulful, dancier stuff, electronic stuff. And Oliver has been doing more new disco, more disco influenced house music. And Rasmus has been in a pop band and also doing side projects, which is more techno infused dance music. So we all come from a dance music background, I guess, or a pop dance music background, but from different parts of it. So this is kind of everything put together became Moodshift,
Oh, that is really cool, though. I mean, to bring all those different elements into a song, I mean, that's unique fingerprints. And I know people listening may think, oh, it's all, EDM's all the same. No, it's not. There's different nuances for each one. And to hear you guys bring your own little gift into a song, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely been interesting. It's for all of us are working as producers and songwriters for other people as well. But it's not often you found yourself in a room where everything just works. And it's been like that from pretty much day one. So I know we complement each other really well, and it just works for some reason.
So how did you guys come up with the name Moodshift?
It was one of those we had a bunch of songs, we had a full page of different band names, group names, and I think our manager had an idea of something being a night shift or something, and we kind of we liked Shift, and then I think Oliver came up with the name, but at the same time he came up with the name, he came up with the basic idea of the logo, which is a smiley face that's happy on one side and sad on the other. So when we just saw the name Moodshift and the logo together as one, it all, that kind of clicked as well, and it was yep, that's it, that's the name. And we made our minds up very quickly after that. Grabbed all the other terrible names we had.
Blaze Inferno, that one went out the door.
I can't even remember all the terrible ones that we were all almost going with. At a certain point, you're we just got to pick something. Every group band has pretty much a terrible name, so we just got to go with something. But I think we're all happy with this, and now we don't think about it, so which is good.
Man, it's really nice. I think being able to have that complement each other in music wise, to go into a studio, click, you're able to get your name together, boom, you're done. I mean, usually this stuff takes months if you don't know the person very well. So yeah. You guys, you're just moving at lightning speed here, huh?
Yeah, it was also when we wrote the first track and we got some traction and some interest from the industry, and we were talking to people just based on this first song. we kind of like, you know, just locked ourselves in the studio. This was like right before, like pre-corona time. And we were like, you know, 24/7 in the studio, just like making songs, just to have as much material and like have that. We were like doing the whole like visual thing, the like the branding, like everything. Because we've had our careers and like we've been in this like, you know, 10 plus years. So we were like very early on, we tried to get everything on point. And I feel like we, not only in the music, we like complement each other a bit, like really well on, you know, that side as well, which is very good.
And you brought up like COVID and stuff. Man, how are you guys going to do that when right now? Because I know a lot of people are making music because they're at home. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really they can do. But tour-wise, is there any projections for the future?
Not really. I mean, we don't have anything planned right now, which is like, you know, frustrating when you have a song out that's doing like, you know, fairly well as well, and you want to just get out there and play. But it's, we've had a different situation here in Sweden where we haven't had any type of lockdown. So it's been open and we've been able to, you know, live like a fairly normal life. But it's, you know, it's every like venue has been limited to like 50 people. I think they're like thinking about opening that up to 500. But right now it's all, you know, all a bit up in the air. And, you know, I don't think we're ready to take any risks right now. So hopefully next year when we might have seen some more success and we can play even bigger shows. That's what we've been talking about. Maybe we like skip the first steps here now.
So how did you guys come up with your latest song, Chemistry?
Like every writing session we had together, and it was just, I think we had the humming melody that's in the chorus. We brought that into the writing session, and then we just thought we wanted to make something like dancey, something like fun, like pretty much what you hear now is the final version. That's what we had like finished at 5 p.m. We haven't like added anything. It was just like writing a song really quickly, making like a production that's very like simple, straightforward, you know, gets the idea across. And then we just sent it out to like our publishers and managers and stuff, and like everyone loved it straight away. So we kind of, everything was like finished day one out of like just in a few hours. So, and instead of going back and like reproducing it and adding a bunch of stuff, we thought like, let's not ruin the magic and just keep it as is. So everything was like super quick, and like the group, nothing was ever like really planned. We didn't walk into it saying like we should do this or that. It just kind of happened.
You love.
After this song, are you guys gonna make more? Are you in the studio together right now, currently, like just pumping out more music?
Yeah, we have a lot of songs finished actually, and we have one more that's gonna come out this fall, and we're working on some other remixes and stuff as well. So we definitely have a lot more coming.
Well, Lucas, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about Mood Shift?
It's at Mood Shift Music on Instagram and everywhere else, I guess, Facebook, Twitter. Check out Mood Shift Music.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.